Struggling the soul, feeling like you're nothing. We got a word and that is a sure thing. Don't believe in fake, activate your faith. We're the real ones and we got you. We got you.
Happy Wednesday, every single person under the sound of my voice. And even if you're not listening to this episode on a Wednesday, happy Wednesday. Happy hump day. Should I say that? I don't know. Anyway, so, you know, today's episode, it's going to be focused on when you feel upset with God. Yes, you heard me correctly. This is an emotion that many of us have on a regular basis, but we don't really have much conversations about it. So we're going to talk about it. We're going to get real and we are going to we're just going to tackle it. So yeah. And if you are wondering who it is that's speaking, yes, it is Nasantala, whose real name is Shakira Ferran. And to those who are like, sis, weren't even wondering, we know your voice, then big up to yourself, but big up God first and foremost. You're definitely a real one. And yeah, thank you. We're gonna get right into it just now. I'll be honest, recently I was beginning to feel really upset with God because I got some really, really bad news. And I was just like, okay, God, you see me here serving you. I'm trying my best. And this is what you're going to allow to happen to me? oh, come on, God, really? Right? And I remember one time, during that whole process of processing that bad news and stuff, I was on my knees to pray. And then I was like, you know what? This is not even worth it. And I was about to get up off my knees when it's like I heard I kind of heard something. I don't remember the exact wording, but it was something like, no, talk to me. And honestly, it was in that moment that I realized that many times we get so angry with God to the extent where we just take a step back and we call it quits. And we allow our anger about a certain situation and all of that to separate us from the love of God. Though many times we will declare what will separate me from the love of God. And we don't realize that a little anger or a little disappointment in God that, you know, grew into anger actually does separate us from God. Whether it is that you have someone who died, someone who got really sick, or it's you, or some really serious issue that entered into your life, it's easy to let that pain target God. Like, maybe we call it misplaced anger or stuff, or we don't process it well. Yeah. And anger is that, you know, human emotional response to a situation that is either out of our control or we lack the ability to understand it, or even both, right? So many times though, we get angry at God because, one, we don't get something that we want. Am I knocking on anybody's door? How many times have you been angry because you're like, God, this is what I wanted. Me. I told you what I wanted. And you have such audacity. How dare you? I'm angry at you, fam. Fam meaning God, I'm sorry. But God's my family. I need to work on my colloquial slangs. But yeah, like, my G, God, what's up with that? You see and you know. So we get mad, we act like a little two-year-old who throws some tantrums, and then we just start acting up and all of that. But many times we don't get what we want because God is protecting us, or it's just not our time to do so, or time to get what it is that we wanted. And you know, that's okay. But you know what's not okay? Not letting him know. I'm gonna explain that sooner. Better yet, let me explain it now. Not letting him know. For instance, how would you feel if someone really, really close in your life, they got really angry at you? And it's like, every single person around you knows, like, you told them the situation, what happened and all of that, but that one person didn't tell you that he or she's angry at you. Like, how would you feel? Like, you'd feel really, really hurt, right? Well, that's how it is when we go around talking to everybody about how angry we are at God because he didn't give us something that we wanted, and not telling him. It's not cool. Remember that our aim is to consistently be in relationship with God, and you can't be in a relationship with someone if you don't communicate. That's a word. Let's take some moment to think about that word. One of the other reasons we will get upset with God is because we get something that we did not expect. And I can bring that back to my personal situation in terms of my bad news. And God willing, going forward, we will talk about it. I still need to double check some stuff, so I don't want to like outrightly tell you about it as yet and then be like, oh my bad. So I want to wait until afterwards. But this was something that I didn't expect, and for many persons this happens. Someone dies, we didn't expect that death, or you know, they get really, really sick, and then we wonder why this happened. Like, why this? Many times we always say bad things happen to good people, and we're like, why is this happening? Good people dying and bad people still surviving. What's up with that, God? I'm angry at you, right? But we have to remember that in all things, God is a loving God. Even if the situation is something that we don't expect, we have to remind ourselves that God is still in control. And yes, it might sound a little bit too insensitive because you're like, all right, so I'm going through this and you're telling me that God is in control, but the truth is that he's in control. But it's kind of the way how I might tell it. But you know, God cares for us. And you know, when things like this actually makes people stop believing in God, because they're like, if he's really so much in control, then why is he punishing me? Why is he doing this and doing that? And to that, I'll say, I ask the same questions, so I don't really know how to answer it as yet. Now, the other reason we might get a little bit upset with God is because we kind of feel like God owes us something. And it's like, if we don't get what he owes us, then we're like, God doesn't care. Yeah. But the truth is that God doesn't owe us anything. That's really hard to admit, but that's the truth. He doesn't really owe us anything. I feel like I'm taking a really insensitive turn on this that I didn't want to take. But yeah, let's just bear in mind that I was upset with God recently. So for me to talk like this means that I've settled it. It's not about you, it's about me. And please don't mind the way how strong my words come off. Please. But yeah, like sometimes we get upset where it's like, God didn't heal us and he owed us that healing. And all right, let me try to break down a part of it. I didn't want to share it yet. It was related to my health. the news that I got from the doctor, right? And I felt like God owed me healing. I felt like he owed me wellness, right? But one of the things that I had to tell myself was that whether God heals me or not, it doesn't change the fact that he is a healer. Like, it's just for me to ensure that I continue to trust in him. And when I developed that mindset, it was so hard. I'm not gonna act like it never hard. It was so hard to reach that point of accepting the truth that it is. And over time, you know, constantly praying about my trust and my faith and all of that, it helped me to go through the situation that even now, if, and this is not depression talking, even if God decides to use that to kill me, it's whatever. Because I've settled in his peace, knowing that he loves me, and I might not understand the situation, and that's okay. And that actually leads me to the other point. It's like sometimes we get so upset with God because we don't know all the facts. It's like we're looking at something through our small bin or small glasses, when if we used God's binocular or his microscope, we could actually see the finer print to the situation that's happening. And if only we had that understanding, we would, you know, just ease back and say, all right, God, be in control. But at the same time, it's not for us to be ruffled when we don't have clarity, but for us to ask God for him to help us to trust in him. Yeah. And sometimes too, we get angry at God because when, like, we see other persons claiming that they know God, and to be honest, they are like the biggest hypocrites, and we're just like, okay then God, how is it that this person is a Christian and you're allowing this to happen? Yeah, I've been there, done that, and like all of these points, I've been there. You're not alone. I've been there. I am there sometimes. A lot. I believe one of the problems of why we settle in on anger is because we tend to see God as a genie in a bottle who will grant us all the wishes, not realizing that God, it's not so. Yeah. That he's basically like our parents. Many times, so we get so angry at our parents when they do things like this. They're acting like hypocrites. I said what I said. We get angry when we don't know all the facts. It's like they say no, and then it'd be like, I told you so. And we get mad when we feel like they owe something, and when they do something that we don't expect, like they just wake up and say we're moving, and brother, we just moved here, I'm just making friends, what do you mean? Or we don't get something that we want. It's the same thing. And the truth is, our parents are not genies. They do the best that they can, and they, even when we don't understand it, like the good parents, that is, the good parents, even when we don't understand it and they take really drastic measures, it will all work out, you know, Romans 8:28. Yeah. So what can we expect from God then, since he's not a genie? We should look for his peace, knowing that when we allow our minds to stay on him and to know that this is a situation that he will deal with, then we will be okay. We just need to trust in him. And when you're going through certain hiccups in life, it's best to pray for his peace to help you to be still and know that he is still God. We have to have this expectation, you know, well, it's a fact that God will win in the end. It doesn't matter if the enemy seems like he's thriving right now, God is the winner and he has never lost a battle. And how dare him to start with you? Did I say that correctly? I mean, he wouldn't be so mad to start with you when he could have started from before, and he never did start from before. So why am I going? He's the same yesterday, today, and forevermore, is what I'm basically saying. So he's not that kind of God. Go look at his track record, for crying out loud. He's a winner. You're a winner. You might seem like you're going through it right now, but you're winning. Just trust him. It's hard, but just trust him. We can expect that he will comfort us. He says, you know, I will never leave you comfortless. I will come to you. So right now, you might be brokenhearted, but there's also Psalm 34:18 that the Lord is close to the brokenhearted, and he saves those who have like who are crushed in spirit. So yeah, we need to like rest in his promises. When we are going through our several difficulty, we have to be remembered that his love abounds. I don't know what abounds mean, but it feels nice in another sentence. I hope I said it correctly. But yeah, his love abounds. Like, God is love, and whoever abides in his love abides in God, and God abides in him. So if you are abiding in his love, even in this ugly situation, then, you know, same day, I'm there with you. And lastly, I just want to touch base with that life has a greater meaning and significance than what we might think that we want. Sometimes we want God to spoil us, and we want him to fulfill our selfish desires. But God isn't like that. So he won't, you know, give you that something that will destroy you and all of that. He is a wise father, and he knows what you need and how to help you to become the best person that you were orchestrated to be. So I want you to rest in this. And soon and very soon, I'm going to create a catalog on my Instagram page at NasantaReal, so that you can have some scriptures to help you whenever you feel as though you're about to be upset with God. Some promises and some assurances. Assurance, promise. Yeah, you get it. So now we have accepted that we are upset with God. We know the reasons, and we've processed what we can expect. So the next thing is to process what it is that we need to do now that we are upset. Number one, I will encourage you to tell him how you feel. Remember the scenario about everyone knowing that someone is upset with you except you. You just feel like you feel so hurt and broken. We don't want that to be the case with us and God anymore. So we're gonna tell him how we feel and help and ask him to help us to process these feelings and to give us a level of trust to know that he will come through. You know, we need to get real, open, and honest. That's how you will heal. All right. The next one is to place the blame on Satan. Like, more while Satan is the prince of all evil. So when you see evil in your life, how dare you to say it's God, your loving father? Oh my God, it's the man who wants to destroy you, who wants to sift you like wheat. It's the one who doesn't care about your soul, who manipulates, and he is a liar and an accuser of brethren. That's the ugly, disgusting person that you need to put the blame on. He's evil. His purpose is to steal, kill, and destroy. So if you see destruction, how dare you say it's God? No. Going forward, we're going to put the blame where the blame really needs to go. The devil. Amen? Amen. I want you to also pray for courage and strength and peace to make it through the day. Like, to do it on a day-to-day basis. Sometimes we consider our lives and we think too far ahead, and we get so ruffled. But give us this day our daily bread and mercy, new mercies. God gives us new mercies every day because he knows we should renew our mind every day, because if you don't do that, then you're gonna be filled with yesterday's toxic energy, and yeah, it's just gonna be a whole lot. So the important thing is to do it, pray for courage and peace and all of that on a day-to-day basis, because he will grant it to you. He will grant it to you, and it will help you to live a less anxious life, which you need, right? Then you need to trust that God will use this hardship for something beyond what you can see. While I say this, I'll add this, that one of the ways that I actually came through processing this bad news from the doctor was to say, this is not my sickness, it is to help someone else, and I'm just gonna try my best to go through this the right way with God so that I can be a great testimony for someone else. And honestly, like, many times when we see the things in our lives as not just our own but to help someone, it helps us to be more purpose driven in the pain. People normally talk about purpose in the pain, but I feel like there isn't much emphasis to say that it goes back to your heart's posture and how you process things, and how you then tell yourself that you're going to navigate this situation. And then it leads me to the other point, which is to get involved in other people's lives. Like, for a while when I was not so interactive, processing all this bad news and being upset, it separated me from not only God but also people. And it was after I prayed about what it is that's happening in my life and saying that, hey, I'm still gonna push, I'm still gonna show up for persons, and then showing up when everything, you know, kind of felt better, it was like I realized that I'm living not only for me but for other persons, and people need me. So even in your disappointment, it's good not to shy away from people but to even be more involved in their life. Yeah, that's how you win. That's how you show the enemy that, brother, whatever you want, come try for though. You can't stop me. You can't kill purpose. I'm afraid that's a boy. Oh my God. I'm upset with the devil. Yeah. And the last point that I want to touch base on is that you have to decide that you're going to stay in relationship with God. Remember that, to remind yourself that you will not allow the feeling of disappointment, not having enough clarity and all of that to separate you from the love of God, because that's kind of like pity to some extent. Like, let's be real, it kind of pity somebody upset with you because, and them don't want to deal with you, them end the relationship because you did do something them never expect, or it's the case where they didn't give you something you want. Pity. So yeah, let's be practical about how we do our relationship with God. If you're not sure, look at how you treat someone in real life, or you'd want someone to treat you. Yeah, you get me? I hope you do. So I really, 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 really do hope that you have been blessed by today's podcast episode. Surely I was blessed sharing with you, and I feel, you know, happy because it's like I'm so late for work because I said I'm not gonna delay any longer. I'm gonna share this episode with you because somebody needs this. So I am happy to be late just to serve you. Yeah. So at this point, we're just gonna bow our heads wherever you are. I'm gonna ask God to intervene in our lives, especially if it's the case where we are allowing, and I say we because, you know, sometimes they don't even know. Well, and may not even know if there might be some hidden agenda where the enemy want planting in my heart to be upset with God. So, you know, we're just going to pray. So, Heavenly Father, we thank you for your new mercies. We thank you for this, a brand new day. We thank you for Wednesday, a day between the other days leading to the weekend where we can then rest. We pray, oh God, that I pray, oh God, for the persons under the sound of my voice who may be upset with you right now. I pray, oh God, that you will help them to see that you have good thoughts towards them, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give them an expected end. So even if they see difficulties or disappointments and all of that happening in their life, it's for them to be reminded that you love them and that you are not against them, and that the blame should go to the enemy and not you, because the enemy's sole intention is to still steal, kill, and destroy. So even now, dear Lord Jesus, I pray, oh God, for that person who has allowed the feeling of not wanting to serve you, because hypocrites say they're serving you and they're being a hypocrite about it, to let them not want to serve you. I pray that you will intervene in that. I pray, oh God, that you just cancel that. That's what the enemy wants, dear Lord Jesus. I pray for the person who has allowed other issues to separate them from you. Remind them, God Almighty, that it's for them to give you that burden. Anger isn't an emotion that they should withdraw, while they can give you love or feelings of confusion to want to say, okay, he doesn't deserve my anger. I pray, oh God, that you will help them to give it to you, to just say, here, God, take this from me. Take this cup from me, because it's too much and I don't want it to come between us any longer. I pray, oh God, that you will just continue to bless these listeners. I pray that you will grant them more of an increase. I pray, oh God, that you will help them to flourish in their daily lives, dear Lord Jesus, and help them to be more of examples to persons around you. I pray, oh God, for this ministry. I pray, oh God, for this episode, that it will continue to be a blessing for persons worldwide. I pray, oh God, that persons will be set free, that it will not just be about me just coming here talking, but souls will be set free because of this episode, because of this ministry. Thank you, God Almighty, for hearing and answering. We give you all the glory, we give you all the praise, and we worship you and we give you thanks. I pray, oh God, also that whatever it is that I fail to ask in your name, that you will grant it, and that you see fit, you will grant it in Jesus' name. We give you thanks. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Amen, amen, amen. And so, as I go, I just hope that you will have a great Wednesday, and that you'll, and even if it's not a Wednesday today, that you'll have a great day, and you will, you know, learn how to process your anger, because it's not an emotion that you should use to separate you. God wants your anger as well. He'll help you to process it. That's what he wants to do. He'll take it away. That's what he also wants to do. So, yeah, I hope that you are blessed, and take care. I love you, and be blessed.